Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. This show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allyn Root. And Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. My pal Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, making it all go. My name again is Lee Elsey. You can find out more about me, LeeElsey.com. Again, a website that is a work in progress. Also, Voice of Freedom on my Facebook page. Would love to have more followers there. That would be fantastic. If you have anything you want to add to the show or send me an email, a link, whatever, a picture of your dog or cat, my email address is leeelseyradio@gmail.com. I'm going to talk to Dr. Murray Sabrin in just a bit, and I think we're going to dig up our pal Tony D'Angelo to talk a little bit before we wrap it up here this evening. So if you follow along at home closely, and I know that you do, you know that Tuesdays and Thursdays I get a chance here to hang out with you for the first hour, get you all warmed up for Wayne when he comes again at the top of the hour. And on Tuesday, we didn't know any of the election results yet, right? I was still on the air. People were still voting. Now we've got a clear message that was sent by Republican voters or voters in general to Democrats that they just don't like what's going on. Those of us who follow it know this was a big election, a telling election, one that actually is shining a light on the mistakes that have been made here in the last 8 months by this moronic president and his cabinet and the cronies that surround him. And the question that I ask everybody, and I'll ask this of my guests this hour, is did the Republican or has the Republican Party peaked too soon? Have we given too much time to the Democrats to retool, reshape, reorganize their message to the American people? And I thought about this, and I'm going to ask my guests this again this hour to get their opinion on this. But I thought about this, and the answer to this is a clear no. Because a true blue progressive, a real left-of-center progressive, this isn't far enough for them. What's happening under Joe Biden, it isn't progressive enough. And I'll give you a perfect example. Here's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, while she's riding in the back of a fancy limo, I might add. She's commenting on these elections.
Plus, on the election front, I actually think we have good news as well. I know that Virginia was a huge bummer. And honestly, if anything, I think that the results show the limits of trying to run a fully 100% super moderated campaign that does not excite, speak to, or energize the progressive base. And frankly, we weren't even really invited to contribute on that race.
All right, so you understand what she just said? You get it? See, what's happened so far in this country for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not progressive enough. The race that was run, or the races that were run across this country, were not left of center enough in her mind to get these people elected. They want to go. She wants to go. The gaggle of four, the squad wants to go further to the left, believe it or not. And that's proof positive. It wasn't progressive enough. And I think these lunatic liberal left-of-center progressive Democrats are lost. They are lost. America spoke on Tuesday. And they said, we've been pushed too far. And we're pushing back. Now, in some places, like New Jersey, it wasn't quite enough. But, man, it was damn close. I'll tell you that. It was damn close, for sure. So I am concerned, though, that the smarter Democrats will figure this out and adjust their playbook. And instead of going further to the left, they'll come back to the middle. And that is always going to create a problem because you really never can trust them that they're going to govern from the middle. If they get elected from the middle, they may go farther to the left, etc. I mean, we've seen it before. I mean, the perfect example of that is Joe Biden. He campaigned against Trump as a centrist or a moderate, and he's governing about as far left as you can possibly be. But you know what true blue liberals want is they want to minimize money. In other words, make money less valuable. And that's happening right now by flooding the market with what? Money. So money as a construct, it can be created out of thin air. That is what the true blue left-of-center progressives want. They also want to get to this point in a country where laws are not necessarily binding anymore, right? Nothing really has any weight. Nothing really has any value, any meaning. Crime rates don't matter. The type of crime committed doesn't matter. Right? It's all got to be minimized, marginalized. The carjacking where you hit an old lady over the head with a wrench and take her pocketbook. Nobody cares. I mean, maybe you had a bad childhood, bad upbringing. Let's coddle that criminal. Let's make laws less effective. Let's make radicalism acceptable. Let's make chaos a part of life. That is the mantra of the left. And by the way, speaking of that, Democrats and progressives have this mindset where an immigrant is preferable to a citizen. We see that with Joe Biden's plan for $450,000 to be given to any illegal who came across the border, broke our laws, got in here, and then maybe they were detained in an unfortunate situation or kept from their other family members by the ogre Donald Trump. He wants to give them $450,000 each. Families might rake in over $1 million. $1 million of taxpayer dollars, taxpayer money. It's unconscionable that they're even discussing this. In fact, I thought it was a joke, but it's a story that lives on. And you know by now, if you're paying any attention at all, you know that a citizen of the United States is not nearly worth what somebody from another country is worth, at least to this administration and to progressives. Right? If you're from Ecuador or El Salvador or somewhere else, this government wants you. They want you above and beyond their own United States citizen. And they're willing to pay for you to get here. And they're willing to pay for your education. I can't imagine. I saw a meme the other day, which basically was a parent. And above his head, he was like, I worked two jobs, took out a loan, blah, 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 to send my child to college, incurring all this debt. Yet folks who are coming from a different country will get free education and free this and free that and all that goes along with that. Can you imagine incurring all that debt, taking on a second and even a third job, and then just have somebody come walk across the border of Mexico and get everything that you worked hard for free and get it on your back? It's your taxpayer dollars that are giving them that. And Biden and his cronies don't get it. And a side note to all of this, somehow, some way, in this new culture, this new media-driven narrative, hypocrisy is accepted. It can even be considered passé. Virtue signaling is alive. Climate change activists fly on private jets. Social justice warriors live in gated communities. Multi-billionaires wag their finger at you and pose as victims, which is just the definition of hypocrisy, and nobody says anything about it. It's ignored because the next news cycle will deliver something else completely. And somehow this idea of being smart is no longer preferable. It's better to be ignorant. It's better to be a sheep. It's better to be somebody that's just willing to follow at all costs as opposed to somebody who is going to speak up and demand the truth and demand answers. I always go back to the founding fathers of this country And if they could see it today, what their reaction would be, astonishment, amazement, they'd be sad. Remember the old Indian commercial? Native American, sorry. Commercial where the Native American had a tear running down his face when he saw how his land has been raped and pillaged and all the pollution and everything that went along with that. It was a powerful commercial back in the 70s. I remember it well. And I feel like that would be how our founding fathers would look on this nation if you got them all together and faced towards Washington and shot a commercial. You could see each and every one of them with a tear running down their cheek as what they had built or have built in this world is being taken away brick by brick. And that is where we are, man. That is the United States of America, circa 2021. You got borderline communism running supreme in the Democrat Party. You've got this socialist outlook on the planet where it's better to rob from folks who have worked hard and have made something out of their world and give it to somebody who doesn't give a damn and is a slug and a stump and whatever. It's better to rob from that guy and give to this guy. That is the New Age America. That's what these guys want, remarkably. And that's what I think people on Tuesday night said, no, I don't think so. We've had enough of this. We've had enough. And we're pushing back. You're not going to run our shows in our schools. You're not going to teach critical race theory. You're not going to bludgeon me with taxes. We're pushing back. And it boils down to a simple quote from Plato. Those who are too smart to engage in politics are being punished by being governed by those who are dumber. That's where we are in this country. I've got to take a break. Music is playing. We'll come right back once again. Thank you for listening. My name is Lee Elsie. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
For Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've been on the program since November, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in just the first 3 months and gained gain 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all of the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free or cut to the chase. Just join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with WAR.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this show, Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collects and uses your private information without your knowledge. They're checking out your internet history. Can you imagine everywhere you've ever gone? You don't want your internet history being out there shown to anybody or held by anybody. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forevermore. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or family, three different plans to meet your needs starting at only $6.95 a month, meaning $6.95. That's it. And use code WAR and you get 3 months free. So you don't even pay the $6.95 for 3 months. And then you pay $6.95. It's all at Patriot VPN. That's patriotvpn.com.
Welcome back. You're listening again to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. More about me at leeelsie.com. Send me an email, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Also, our Facebook page, which is always kind of fun and interactive, Lee Elsie, Voice of Freedom. Check that out every single day and be part of the show in the morning and come back and be part of the show again at night. My very good pal, who is down there in Florida right now. Again, he used to be a professor. He's still once a professor, I guess, always a professor. He's run for just about every political office in New Jersey. In fact, it's too bad you didn't run this go around, Dr. Murray Sabrin, because you might have won. It seems like there's a crazy flip going on in the country, which is a good thing. Dr. Murray Sabrin is joining us.
Pleasure being with you. This is what happens when the left in the country pushes really hard for their agenda, and people think, do we really want this for America? Do we really want this for our community? Do we really want this for our family and kids? And the people said no. And in New Jersey, Phil Murphy was supposed to coast to an easy victory, And even though the AP called the race for Murphy, it looks like there'll be a recount because the separation is, I think, by 20,000 votes,
right,
which is about less than 1%. So it's a very tight race. And it just shows you that the polling didn't pick up the sentiment of the people. And I've been saying for years that if the left goes too far, and they have it under Biden, the people are going to push back very hard. And we saw that in Virginia, where it was supposed to be a very close race or an easy victory for McAuliffe. But people are just fed up with what's going on in this country with more and more government regulations, more taxes, more spending. And people don't want this type of statism in our country. Unfortunately, there's enough still left in the country, and that's why I've been writing books and speaking out about this for the past 30, 40 years.
All right, we'll get to those books in just a second, but I want to get political with you for just a moment. The midterm coming up in 2022, obviously now Democrats are on notice. Here's my political question for you. Did the Republicans peak too early here? Like a warning flag to the Democrats that the course that they're on just will not sit well with the American people, and they do have now 12 months to adjust that. So I know it's good on the surface for the Republicans. You've got a win in Virginia. You've got, you know, a very close race in New Jersey. But can now the Democrats sort of reset themselves and try to win back some of the folks that they lost?
No, I don't think so, because they're so ideologically committed to big government.
Right.
It's very hard for them to change colors in the middle of the race. And I think that the Democrats politically could be very in big trouble next year and in the presidential election in 2024, because the country doesn't want socialism. Actually, it's really what the socialists want is really fascism, which I talk about in my book on universal medical care. The government is overreaching. This is the commitment of the progressives for more than 100 years, to systematically increase the size and scope of government and take over every aspect of our lives. And health care is something that I've been writing about, as you know. And this is a disaster waiting to happen. And hopefully we'll get back to what I think we should have is a free market medical care system where the doctor-patient relationship is at the forefront,
right,
of medical care, as opposed to Dr. Fauci and his minions in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, we've talked about that a number of times. What's the publication you have out for that again, where folks can read more about that?
It's called Universal Medical Care, From Conception to End of Life, The Case for a Single-Payer System. This is not Bernie Sanders' single-payer system. This is Murray Sabrin's single-payer system, which is the individual or the family being in charge of their medical care, paying for their medical care, and having a rough role for the insurance companies, and getting eventually government out of medical care completely, because there's no constitutional authorization for the federal government to be involved in medical care. If you look at Article 1, Section 8, there's nothing about medical care.
All right, everyone. His name is Dr. Murray Sabrin. We're going to hold him over for one more break. We'll come back and we'll talk about his latest publication. He is one smart cat, so we'll get into that in just a few minutes. Keep it right here. Again, Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com, or call 1-800-LINZESS.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As progressives and moderates continue to fight in her party, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains optimistic about passage of a social spending bill.
Many of you know I was really very unhappy about not passing the BIF last week. I really was very unhappy because we had an October 31st deadline, and I thought that that was eloquent, but not enough, I guess. So now we're going to pass both bills.
The California Democrat insisting the measure will be paid for. There appears to be little progress in talks between Kellogg's and the union representing many workers. Talks breaking down Wednesday night with union negotiators saying the last offer was all about concessions and the negotiating committee will not bring back its membership for a vote. Kellogg's workers in states including Tennessee and Michigan have been on strike since early October. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. Sons of Liberty CBD. Finding quality CBD is not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD does it right. Highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. I've never smoked pot in my life. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of up to 25% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Up to 25% off. Just remember, WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root. Police support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, all of these great stations across the entire country. It's always an honor and a privilege to get a chance to broadcast with you every Tuesday and Thursday night. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. If you're looking for Wayne Allen Root, that's the Wayne I'm referring to. My friend Murray Sabrin, Professor Murray Sabrin to you and me, is down there in Florida, and he's got a brand new publication out. Murray, what's the name of it, and where can they get it?
It's a businessexpertspress.com, and they have a special offer going for readers, listeners on the radio shows I've been doing, at 20% off of the book, the e-edition or the paperback. Business Experts Press, just punch in my name, Murray Sabrin, on Navigating the Boom Bust Cycle, and it's probably the most important book I could ever write for the business community of how to make sure your business survives the inevitable downturns that we get because of the Federal Reserve manipulating money and credit and trying to set interest rates where they think it should be rather than allowing the free market to determine interest rates.
How damaging, by the way, will it be if the Democrats get even a chunk of what they want here with this gigantic give back, build back plan that they want to throw out there? I mean, me and you've talked about debt and you know how debilitating that can be, and inflation. We talked about that last time, how crippling that can be to the average family. But if what they get, if they get what they want here, how bad will that be for the United States?
Well, this is the problem with government spending. It doesn't reflect what the people want. It reflects what the politicians and the special interests want. And therefore, we're going away further and further from a free market, which is what people express their desires for goods and services. And obviously we need roads and bridges and things like that, but that's a small portion of this bill. It's all about these subsidies for solar energy and other types of non-fossil fuel type energy. And if people want non-fossil fuel energy, they can go in the marketplace and buy this stuff. They don't need the government to subsidize. Because when the government subsidizes something, we know the price goes up and the quality goes down. And so therefore, I've been advocating this for decades. We need a free market. We need a free enterprise system, not what we have today, which is a mixed economy, which means the government is in charge of virtually every sector that we work in, and therefore prices are going through the roof because the Federal Reserve is spending trillions of dollars in order to prop up the U.S. economy, and we're going to have a big crash one day, and in my book I give some guidelines of when we can expect that to happen.
Yeah, tell me about that crash, because I was talking about that a little bit much earlier today with somebody. And to me, it's just a matter of time before things topple over. And can you give me a couple of specifics, just warning signs, what folks should look for?
We had it at the end of 2019, Lee. Well, that's when the yield curve, that is the rate of interest on short-term bonds and short-term notes and long-term bonds, it started to invert. And in my book, I show a chart from the Federal Reserve. Every time we have an inverted yield curve where short-term rates go above long-term rates, we get a recession. And we were on the verge of a recession in 2020, but then COVID hit, and then the government imploded the economy by these lockdowns. So we didn't have a typical recession like we've had in the past. We had a government-imposed contraction of the economy, and then the Federal Reserve created $4 trillion in no time to prop up the economy, and the Trump administration spent trillions of dollars to prop up the economy. So the economy got out of that downward spiral, and now we're in this big bubble. And in my book, I talk about some other indicators that I looked at. And here's an interesting factoid that your listeners should be interested in. Every year since 1950, we've had a recession in the years ending in zero, except in 2010, the recession came early because of the housing crisis. So if that is extrapolated to the future, we could have a big downturn. downturn in 2030. That's what the data suggests. That doesn't mean it's an ironclad prediction, but the way the economy unfolds over decades and decades is that they inflate the economy with the Federal Reserve, and then we get a boom. People feel very good about it. They expand their businesses, and then when the crunch comes, they're left holding the bag because there's not enough consumers to buy the products and services that they want during the expansion, during the boom.
Sounds like a Ponzi scheme to me.
It is. You took the words out of my mouth. We live in a Ponzi economy, and we know...
That's the title of your next book right there. I just gave it to you.
Well, the thing is, I've been writing about this because this is what it is. Government cannot continue what it's doing unless it taxes people more in the future,
right,
or prints more money in the future. And we know Ponzi schemes don't last very long, except Madoff lasted for decades.
Right.
But the government can have a Ponzi scheme last for a long, long time because they can print money or they can tax and borrow, which keeps this thing in perpetuity until what happens? People lose confidence in the dollar. And that's exactly what happened throughout history. But people lose confidence in the money and get rid of the money, like they did in Germany in 1923, like they're doing in Venezuela right now, with the government printing trillions and trillions of their currency. And so this is a pattern that's been going on throughout Western civilization for hundreds of years, because government thinks that it can micromanage the economy and give us good outcomes. And the evidence suggests just the opposite. When they try to micromanage the economy, they need more money that the central banks print up, and that causes inflation. So last year, the money supply increased by 27%, Lee, the most it has increased in, I think, 60, 70 years. And what a surprise, prices are zooming, and they continue to zoom probably to 2022 because that money is still in the system, sloshing around,
right,
bidding up prices. And here in Southwest Florida, prices are going through the roof. Prices are up 30% from a year ago. That's a sign of a bubble. That's not a normal economic sector,
right,
based upon supply and demand. It's all this new money that's coming in, and people are buying houses, buying cars, doing whatever they're doing with the new money. And food prices are going through the roof also, 5, 10, 15% on various items that you go in the supermarket for.
Yeah, I know my bank account wasn't 27% bigger. I can tell you that right now, Murray.
Well, here's the other big scandal, and I just wrote an article about that, published on Mises.org, M-I-S-E-S.org. We're getting close to 0% on our savings account,
right,
in the bank or in our money market fund when the inflation rate is 5%. So we're losing 5% on our purchasing power of our savings. So if you have $10,000 in the bank, let's say, you should be getting roughly $500 a year in interest. You're getting zero. So effectively, the government is stealing from you $500 a year. So if you're fortunate enough to have $100,000, you should be getting $5,000, at least $5,000, based upon the rate of inflation. And you should be getting a little real return on that money as well. Plus, adding insult to injury, they tax you on that savings because that's the way the system works. You get taxed on your interest that you get. So we are getting so ripped off. We're getting ripped off in the stores. We're getting, not because of the stores are doing anything bad, it's just that the money is flooded the economy, raising prices, and we're getting ripped off at the banks because the banks are not giving us a market rate of interest based upon the inflation rate. And so we have a terrible situation. The good news is, and this is what I discussed in my book, Navigating the Boom Bust Cycle, is entrepreneurs are very, very savvy. They know how to create goods and services that people want. And those are the companies and the entrepreneurs that are doing extremely well during this time and will continue to do so no matter what shape the economy is in. And that's the great, I think, resiliency of the free enterprise system. The thing is, we need more free enterprise and less government intervention.
Dr. Murray Sabrin is his name. Tell everybody one more time. I'm out of time right now, Murray, but tell everybody one more time where they can go to find out more about you and then find out more about your books.
Well, my blog is murraysabrin.com. Business Experts Press has published Navigating the Boom Bust Cycle, and my medical care book is available on Amazon, from Universal Medical Care from Conception to End of Life. And these are two books that I'm very proud of because they talk about solutions to problems we're facing in America. That we know what the problems are. Here are the solutions that will give us a much better medical care system at lower prices and higher quality, and how entrepreneurs, no matter what type of business they have, can survive and thrive no matter what happens in the cycle.
All right, his name is Dr. Murray Sabrin. He's down there in Florida. I recommend you read what he writes. Whenever you get the audio of him, you should listen to what he says. He is a very smart, plugged-in individual. All right, before I get to a break, my good friend, who happens to be the president of Nichols College. By the way, I'm going back to school. Not like Rodney Dangerfield, but I'm really going back to school, and I'm going to go to Nichols College to get a master's. I'm very excited about that. And I'm just letting you know that this Sunday, up at Nichols College, which is in Massachusetts, so if you're listening to me on any of the East Coast stations, this is a go-to place, a bastion of free thought, free ideas. I'm telling you, my friend Glenzel Macy, who you've heard on this airway a number of different times in the past and across the entire country on the USA Radio Network, has it just worked out. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a landing spot for your kid, look no further. It's got to be Nichols College. But anyway, Sunday, they're having an open house. So if you don't know, you know, where you want to send your kid, this is a perfect opportunity for you to go take a tour of Nichols College again up in Massachusetts. I completely recommend it because I'm going to be going there soon. I'm going to be going there in January, and I'm very excited. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. Coming up next, my other good friend, Tony D'Angelo, will join me. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
For Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour. One of my favorite guests on my morning show is joining me right now. He's actually in the studio here in Connecticut, and that is Tony D'Angelo. And Tony is a money guy. What would you consider your exact title, Tony?
I signed my tax return, and good evening to everybody, and good afternoon, wherever you may be. I signed my tax return trust officer because I'm probably one of the last existing trust officers in the universe. This used to be a great business.
Yeah.
You know, like radio, yeah. You kind of make your changes as you go, and that's what I've done, and it has been a journey over 40 years. You do a little tax, investment,
right.
Family counseling, breaking up fights, you know, things like that.
Well, listen, we've relied on you here in the state of Connecticut to really go bulldog after Governor Ned Lamont, and you've been doing an awesome job of that. But we're going to switch gears a little bit tonight. What do you got going on? What do you want to share with everybody here before we wrap it up?
I am very concerned. I've been watching these elections, and I've been very concerned about, actually, I've been touched by the heartfelt energy of people in states like Virginia and New Jersey who are troubled about the learning curriculum. Getting the politics, even though the politics is sexy, there's no doubt about that, but getting just to the core of the matter. And we have cloaked in these things of critical race theory and whatever, changing history and things like that. There's a slithering concept known as social and emotional learning, in that we have to get away from fundamentals like math and science and English and reasoning and, you know, getting, showing up, doing your best, serving your client, your customer, whomever that person may be, through thick, through thin, through all kinds of weather, and learning. And we're now going to get into our inner being and how I feel and, how do I feel about my culture and how do I feel about things like that. Now, meanwhile, I don't want to sound, Lee Elsie, like I am just a total insensitive wretch, because I couldn't do what I do as a living if I were. were. You know, I've always said about my business that it's a people business. Unfortunately, there's a lot of non-people people in it. I don't want to be one of them. But that being as it is, I see when I get kids and when I see kids come in who have been through the domestic school system and the university system, even law school, even professional school, they can pass a test, maybe, but they have no reasoning skills, they have no basic skills, and they don't have any, or what the you know, the old Italian guys and the Irish guys would call my hometown of Stamford, Connecticut, they don't have any guts. You know, they don't have anything developed to go forward. I'm sorry, it is epidemic. And now what we're doing is we are feeding this inner being to the detriment of every single skill that somebody might have. And I you know, believe me, it might work great in education if they're paying the tuition and you're getting the tax money. I end up with the wreckage. I have to fix the wreckage. And then usually somebody takes the wreckage after I've done the work. So that's the situation we're in. I'm very concerned. I've been talking to teachers. I've been talking to teachers' assistants. One particular person told me, whom we both know, that said that 25% of the eighth grade kids, he does a K through eight where he works, in his school cannot do four function math. Add, subtract, multiply, divide. Throw decimals in there, it gets even less. I mean, what are we doing in this country?
Now, I know
I'm amazed.
It changes. I know everything sort of changes year to year. What they taught 20 years ago or 40 years ago, 60 years ago may not necessarily all be relevant today, right? So maybe the excuse is, well, now everybody has calculators or computers or what have you. But still, you're 100% right. The normal mechanics of basic learning slip through the cracks, right? If I go to a store, like I go to a store to buy something today, and let's say the amount that I owe is $12.22, and I give somebody $15.22, half of those kids look at me like
paralyzed.
Yeah, like I got nine heads. Like, yeah. What am I supposed to do with this?
Paralyzed.
It's unbelievable. So yeah, I'm on board 100%. And like you had said, you know, these other countries, these kids, or even kids that are here that maybe are from a different cultural background. In particular, you want to talk about the Asian kids or the Indian kids,
yeah,
who are just zooming by guys. Our guys. I don't say our guys, that's not fair, but zooming by the other kids who are more concerned with who, you know, where they go to the bathroom and, you know, who's wearing a dress and who isn't. I couldn't agree with you more.
It's absolutely unbelievable. And the thing is, when you start to dumb down the curriculums and say, well, you know, we don't want math or we don't want science because we have too many kids that are not of color in it, we're sending the exact wrong message. You know, I mean, I've been in situations, especially like my home state of Connecticut, where I don't care if you're an antelope. I don't care if you're pink with purple polka dots, whatever color you are. Can you do the work? Because 20 people were in and out of here, and they couldn't.
It's also insulting to the folks of color who they try
to. Who have worked.
Yeah, totally agree.
Who have worked.
Tony, the music's playing. That means I got to go. It was nice to see you tonight. I appreciate it.
And you as well. Thanks, everybody.
We got to run. Wayne Allen Root is next. He's up after the top of the hour. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
One.